Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Home Fires, written by Fiona Lowe and read by Rebecca McCauley. To my wonderful Tuesday tennis and coffee club women, thanks for getting me out of the home office and for being my water cooler mates. Be true to your work, your word, and your friend. Henry David Thoreau. Some people go to priests, others to poetry. I to my friends. Virginia Woolf. Chapter 1. The scent of the rainforest, leaf mulch, mud, and a spritz of eucalyptus prickled Claire's nostrils. A fine mist settled over her, the chill sneaking around the tops of her woolen socks and skating along her bones. Beside her, Matt pulled his hat down low before crossing his arms and shoving his hands under his armpits. The familiar oily smell of wool and dubbin rose off his coat, curling into the earthy perfume that said home, sanctuary, safety. The reassuring aroma of myrtle in winter. It was very different from the summer smells of choking heat, dry dust and cow dung. Claire shivered, a combination of the insidious chill and sheer relief. Once, she'd hated winter in Myrtle and had complained bitterly about the sun that crawled far too slowly to its zenith. Even when it finally reached its highest point, the weak light barely penetrated the canopy of the tall, straight mountain ash. Now she welcomed winter and the accompanying wet. It was harder to accept the rolling mountain fog that encased Myrtle in an asthma-inducing blanket, stealing the view down to the Southern Ocean. The low cloud dug up memories of another day when Myrtle was cloaked by impenetrable grey and isolated from the coast on one side and the flat plains on the other, where smoke smelled like fear, burnt flesh, and cataclysmic change. A day no one wanted to remember. A day no one could forget. A day that left a livid and jagged scar on the small township cocooned by the thick forest of Victoria's Otway Ranges.